Hello, everybody, and welcome to Stop the Presses. I am Johnny Delirious, laboratory naturopathic doctor and virus recovery expert. I'm sitting in for Mark Anderson, who will be back on Monday's show, and he particularly wanted me to tell everybody if you missed Wednesday's show to check that out, because it's a very, very special show on April 29th here on RBN. And he had a special guest, Bill Billard, and he's CEO of R California USA. And that is one of the real and he tells about the reasons why the meat supplies are low in the stores. It's not because of the virus per se. The situation runs deeper, and it's been a problem a long time. And the good news is it's a solvable problem, unlike what the mass media cartel talks about. And they go into deep about the meat monopoly, the medical monopoly, the media monopoly. So everything has been taken over by these monopolies, and certainly the packing plants are just another monopoly. So you want to listen to Wednesday, Stop the Presses at 2 o'clock Central Standard Time right here on RBN, and catch up on that and hear what Bill Billard had to say, because it's very, very informative. It opened my eyes. And so today is a very special show. It's right now, people all around the country, not only they're tired of this lockdown, but they are realizing that, these conspiracy theories they've been hearing about how everything's going to be taken over and we won't have any rights. Well, now they're starting to believe. Many people are waking up thinking, well, maybe it's not a theory after all. If I got to stay in my house and, I got to keep my distance and I got to get vaccines and all this other stuff, they're realizing that, hey, this is a very real thing. 1984, George L. Orwell was right. And so there's been protests all over. We've had a big protest in Michigan where, some guys went right up into the Capitol building with their AR-15s and were yelling right at, the people in the Capitol building. And today there's a big rally in Huntington Beach. It's May 1st. This is a very particular time. And right now is when it starts. Right now. This is noontime out in California, and right now is when this rally is starting in Huntington Beach. And so an RBN listener, activist, Joe Fields, already will be there. He's bullhorning for days and weeks leading up to today's major protest, and he will be there. He may call in our show today. So he's been a real lightning rod to pull off this Huntington Beach protest. So, we'll just see what happens. But, the protest starts right now at noon California time. So he's probably busy getting everything started, busy on his bullhorn, but he may call in. And so I'm just letting you know about that. So the other thing I want to address, one of the major things I want to address, is this is Proclamation Law Day. Trump just declared this to be Law Day, and I've got a message from Mark Anderson. He's here to report that Joe may call in the last half of our show today, so I'll try to bring him on. If he does call in, I'll bring him on, so this will be really good to hear how the rally's going. And so anyway, he will be very pivotal. Okay. So that was my update email from Mark Anderson, because he's in direct contact with this Joe from, let's see, I got another message. It's just all over the place. Let's see what we got here. Okay, Mark asked me to send you this text, Johnny, and mention this, and here we go. Okay, so Joe Fields, he will likely call around 2:45. Okay, so I got a double confirmation from the board ops here at RBN, so we'll be happy to hear from Joe Fields about the rally going on as we speak in Huntington Beach. Okay, folks, back to what I was talking about. President Trump has declared today, May 1st, Law Day, okay? I really like this because, you know, all over the world, the communist nations, they're declaring this, you know, May Day is a big holiday for communist nations. So the fact that President Trump declares this as Law Day is very significant to me because, and I'll read the proclamation. It's very, very interesting what he had to say about this proclamation to make May 1st Law Day. More than 230 years ago, the founding fathers of our nation crafted a revolutionary and unique form of government rooted in the rule of law. Today, we continue to enjoy liberty, justice, and equality under the law as set forth and preserved in our Constitution. On Law Day, we celebrate the distinctive framework of our system of government, which secures individual liberties and protects against arbitrary exercise of government power so that all citizens have the right and the freedom to pursue their American dream. Now, this is right up my alley. I tell you, I love this stuff. Okay, continuing from directly from President Trump that wrote this yesterday. In arguing for the ratification of our Constitution, James Madison wisely recognized that in a government administered by men over men, the great difficulty lies in this. You must first enable the government to control the governed, and in the next place, oblige it to control itself. The framers understood the inherent dangers of a consolidated government power, that in order for our republic to survive, the power to make, execute, and interpret laws could not be vested in one individual or one institution. They knew that ambition must be made to constrict ambition, and accordingly devise an arrangement where separate the co-equal branches share the power of federal government, each limiting and checking the prerogatives of the others. They also created a system enumerating powers of the federal government, reserving all powers to the states. In doing so, the framers limited the powers of the federal government and preserved a place and prominence for state and local lawmaking, which they rightly believed to be more responsive to the unique needs of each community. This year marks both the 150th anniversary of the ratification of 15th Amendment, which prohibited denial of right to vote based on color, race, or previous conditions of servitude, and the 100th anniversary of the ratification of the 19th Amendment, which prohibited the denial of the right to vote based on sex. The women and men fought to win a voice for people of color and women in the electoral processes, strengthening our union and helping the country better fulfill the founding promise of our nation, that the power to enact and enforce laws truly derive from the consent of the governed. As we mark these milestones, we pay tribute to the courageous spirit of the trailblazers who made this achievement possible and take inspiration from their righteous struggle as we continue working to root out and destroy injustice. We know that our republic can continue to shine as a beacon of liberty only if Americans diligently defend our Constitution and ensure that its limits are strongly enforced. My administration has sought to simplify and streamline America's statutory and regulatory code checking encroachments by government on individual liberty, unleashing the spirit of genius and innovation that has made America the freest and most prosperous country in the world. Furthermore, one of my top priorities as president has been to nominate and appoint judges who are faithful to the proper role of the judiciary, to interpret the law, not to make it. In all of these efforts, we aim to ensure that the government can continue to perform its fundamental responsibility to the American people, articulating the preamble of the Constitution to secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our prosperity. On this Law Day, I urge all Americans to honor our shared inheritance of respect for the principle of the law and the rule of law, limited government, and individual liberty. Let us rededicate ourselves to remaining ever vigilant in defending our rights secured by the Constitution so our experiment in self-government continues in perpetuity. Now, therefore, I, Donald J. Trump, President of the United States of America, in accordance to Public Law 87-20, as amended, do hereby proclaim May 1st, 2020 as Law Day USA. I urge all Americans, including government officials, to observe this day by reflecting upon the importance of the rule of law in our nation and displaying the flag of the United States in support of this national observance. And I especially urge the legal profession, the press, and the radio, television, and media industries to promote and to participate in the observance of this day. So he goes on about, you know, signing on this particular day, and I really, really like that, what Donald Trump did. And I furthermore want to elaborate and enhance on what's been going on in South Dakota. And they have introduced a state bill to outlaw all vaccine and medical mandates. So one of their premises of the bill is who owns your body. This is getting back to the very basics of our rights, folks. You know, me, Johnny Delirious, as a laboratory naturopathic doctor, have been talking for over 25 years on, you know, our body is our right. What we put in our body, what we do with our body, what somebody else does with our body, that is our sovereign right. Okay? So a growing number of legislators in South Dakota believe this as well. You know, they believe that you own your body. This is exactly what the way Johnny feels as a laboratory naturopathic doctor. And these legislators have introduced a bill to not only end vaccine mandates in the state, but all future medical mandates that may be introduced in generations to come. 150 years ago this month, the U.S. Supreme Court made a decision that because there's a deadly smallpox epidemic in the city of Cambridge, Massachusetts, was allowed to charge a pastor $5 to opt out of a citywide vaccine mandate. The law didn't apply to children. The precedent has been the basis for the mandate of dozens of now liability-free vaccines for children and adults where no epidemic or even one, in this case, exists at the cost of thousands or even hundreds of thousands per year to opt out. It's even the basis for which the Supreme Court ruled that women could be forced sterilized for the good of themselves and society. They don't have a right to do that, folks. And this bill introduced, the women would have a right not to be sterilized. It's a bad precedent, plus a century has resulted in this legalization of actual war crimes. The current vaccine mandate enforcement drive by Merck and friends has driven our community and those who've never questioned vaccines before now back to the basic question at hand here. Who owns your body? The knee-jerk reaction and normal human response for Americans is, I do. I own my body. But that is not what most governments believe. Even under our Constitution of individual liberties, governments strive to control even your medical choices, and if they can't, they will find a reason to justify it and the means to carry it out their will. The 21st century American, you know, in today's America, there are no deadly epidemics or communicable diseases, despite the fact that we are subject to constant fear campaigns that one is coming. Many people are now seeing that this coronavirus is about as dangerous as any other flu. I mean, that's just becoming a fact, okay? In fact, no such event has happened in our lifetime, and if the fear mongers want to continue to scare you into fearing deadly epidemics, they have to go back more than 100 years. So the circumstances for justification of the government's actions in Jacobson versus Massachusetts exist only in the history books. So in this age of medical tech, including vaccines that most people want, why do mandates exist? And if Jacobson can justify the sexual mutilation of women, then what else can it justify as medical technology progresses over the next century and beyond? What new medical interventions and body tech will the Gates Foundation invent and convince or bribe governments and non-governmental agencies to force people into utilizing? And where will the battle to end coerced medical care begin? I submit to you, as it began in South Dakota today, and South Dakota House Leader Representative Lee Quorum, Republican, has introduced HB 1235, 1235, an act to revise provision regarding limitations. The bill repeals all vaccine mandates in the state, if passed. Okay? I hear that the governor is for the bill. South Dakota would be the first state to have no vaccine mandates at all, joining other governments like the UK, Japan, and Canada into uncoerced vaccine decision-making. But the bill goes even further. It ends medical mandates altogether. It adds new law that reads, a new section, that discrimination, immunization, and it has section 5, you know, 34-22-6, blah, 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 that every person has an inalienable right to bodily integrity, free from any threat or compulsion that the person accepts any medical intervention, including immunization. No person may be discriminated against for refusal to accept an unwanted medical intervention, including immunization. The state of South Dakota would function under the truth that you own your body and codifies into law that you make your own medical decisions, and no one can coerce your choices or discriminate against you because of them. Now, this is a real conversation, folks, that we should be having right now, begging the government not to take away your right to bodily integrity. And I'll be right back after these messages.
Such platonic eye, how they drown in incomplete capacity. Strangers thought them all when the fear it calls. How we drown in stylistic audacity. Charge the common ground.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $500? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. You will hear this offer only on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5.
How healthy are your arteries? Deteriorating circulation has a number of early warning signs. High cholesterol, high blood pressure, fingers and or toes often go cold, arms and or legs often go to sleep, sharp diagonal crease in the earlobe, short walks cause cramping or pains in legs, memory is not as good as it used to be, ankles swell late in the day, chest pain after physical exercise or emotional stress. If you experience even one of these symptoms, your circulatory system is crying out for attention. Extendivite is a natural solution to help improve your overall health. Extendivite is not your average heart tonic. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
You are listening to Stop the Presses. I am Johnny Delirious, laboratory naturopathic doctor and virus recovery expert. I feel very strongly about this being, you know, and I really like the fact that President Trump declared this as Law Day, you know, out of respect for our Constitution and upholding our Constitution. We have unalienable rights, folks. We should not be coerced by the government to stay in our house, to be locked in our house. We should not be coerced by the government to wear a mask. You know, we should not. We have right. The only people that should be quarantined are people who are sick. Everybody else should be wandering around wherever they want to go. It's their right. Whether they declare a pandemic or not, and it really wasn't a pandemic. It really wasn't an epidemic. Okay? So right now, what, you know, President Trump did, declaring this as Law Day and the respect of our Constitution, how, you know, the individual has unalienable rights and how we should respect and remember the Constitution. You know, this in communist countries is a big day. But we're not a communist country, and Trump declared this as being law day. And to respect the law is respect the rights of us individuals in respect of the Constitution. And now, you know, the North Dakota has really picked up the ball. And the real conversation that we should be having is our unalienable rights. We should not be locked in our house, whether there's a virus or not. I mean, that's our problem. If we, you know, catch something because we leave our house, that's our problem. But begging the government not to take our right to bodily integrity, or trying to claw back our religious and philosophical exemptions that give us loopholes that allow us to make our own decisions about our own bodies, is becoming an outdated conversation, and it's based on a lie. The lie that we have no right to bodily integrity in the first place. That's a lie. We do. We own our bodies. It's our constitutional right. And the government is doing us a big favor by giving us this medical exemption. No, it should be automatically our right to refuse a drug, or refuse a vaccine, or refuse going to the hospital. That should be our right. Now, Cambridge, you know, back in the turn of the century, 100 years ago, courts didn't care that Pastor Jacobson protested the violation of his body and his bank account. And based on his arguments, the vaccines were not safe, that both he and his son had previous vaccine reactions. Jacobson himself was injured in childhood, and they violated his religious conscience. Now, the Supreme Court didn't care that Carrie Buck was a woman of sound mind who wanted to retain her ability to have children after she was raped and impregnated by a family member. They declared her intellectually disabled, an imbecile, even though there was never any evidence that she had any disability. They then forced her to be sterilized. Carrie Buck is the probable potential parent of socially inadequate offspring, likewise afflicted, that she may be sexually sterilized without detriment to her general health, that her welfare and that of society will be promoted by her sterilization. And I mean, they went way beyond and violated her rights. They went way beyond the pale in violating her rights to do so. The state did, of course, have a stated compelling interest, as they always do, when they seek to violate the civil rights of Americans. And so they said, to prevent our being swamped with incompetence, it's better for all the world if, instead of waiting to execute the degenerate offspring of crime, and they claimed that because she was not of sound mind, that her offspring would be degenerates of crime. So that was their excuse, to force her to be sterilized. And you know, they violated her unalienable rights. That's her body. They shouldn't have done that. It's my body. I don't want anybody giving me a vaccine. And that justification was based on the existence of vaccine mandates. This is dead thinking. It's unconscionable in the 21st century that such logic is allowed to stand in the law books. But Buck versus Bell is still law, as Jacobson is still law. So South Dakota now considers the rejection of the lie that you do not own your body. You know, that should be rejected. And I'll be right back after this message.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company? And it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks.
When pigs fly!
The new Ease-Off Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The Ease-Off lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive. Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the Ease-Off? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my Ease-Off?
Go to easeoff.com, EAZEOFF.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. Ease-Off.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. Ease-Off LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Hey, honey, I'm home.
I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
All right, we are back. You are listening to Stop the Presses, and I am Johnny Delirious, laboratory naturopathic doctor and virus recovery expert. Mark Anderson will return on Monday's show, and I'm just finishing up about our rights, okay? First, folks, just remember, there is no pandemic. Most of the deaths, that are being counted are not because of COVID-19. If you get shot, in the head, they'll count it as COVID-19. If you die from an automobile accident, they'll count it as COVID-19. They're counting every death today as COVID-19. Just to make it look like there is a pandemic. It's all a big lie, okay? And trust me, this Bill Gates, I mean, he's going to push and make it so you're going to be required to have a vaccine. Do you really want that? I hope not. And you know what they're doing in South Dakota? They're now will now consider the rejection of the lie that you do not own your body. That's a lie. You do own your body. It's your constitutional right. Today, May 1st, is Law Day, and we have unalienable rights. Our body is ours, and we should be able to do with it as we want. No government or local officials should be coercing you into taking a vaccine or medication against your will. the laws allow what the state does with your what you do with your own body, because that's where they're going with this, folks. You won't own your body. The way this is all going, they're just going to pump you full of drugs, and it's time for America to decide who owns a person's medical choices. Is it the state or the person in the body who must live or die with the consequences of those medical choices? I urge you to change the conversation in your state. Take the South Dakota bill to your legislators. Tell them about Henning Jacobson and Carrie Buck, and ask them who they think owns your medical choices. Because if government have the right to coerce vaccination for Henning and Jacobson, they also have the right to remove Carrie Buck's reproduction organs. And what about yours? Who owns your body, folks? You got to think about that. This is, you know, May 1st. In communist country, it's May Day celebrating a totalitarian, tyrannical rule. But here in America, President Trump wants to celebrate the fact that what our founding fathers did and how they crafted our government in a revolution and a unique form, okay, rooted in the rule of law. So, you know, President Trump wants us to really focus on that and continue to enjoy liberty, justice, and equality under the law as set forth and preserved in our Constitution. He said, on Law Day, we celebrate the distinctive framework of our system of government, which secures individual liberties and protects against arbitrary exercise of government power, so that all citizens have the right and the freedom to pursue their American dream. That's what it's all about, folks. And people, you know, founding fathers like James Madison recognized that in a government's administration by men over men, the great difficulty lies in this, that we must first enable the government to control the governed, and in the next place, obliged to control itself. The framers understood the inherent dangers of that consolidated government power, and in that, the order for our republic to survive and the power to make, execute, and interpret laws could not be vested in one individual or one institution. They knew that ambition must be made to counteract ambition, and accordingly devised an arrangement whereby separate and co-equal branches share the power of the federal government, and each limiting and checking the prerogatives of the others. So, folks, I mean, right now we're at a real tipping point in America. And, you know, there's protests going on all around, including Huntington Beach, California, as we speak. From what I've seen on some YouTube videos that were just made an hour or so ago, Huntington Beach is flooded with people protesting the right to, you know, to have their right to leave their home whenever they want, you know, to have their right not to wear a mask. We shouldn't have to wear a mask. Now they want snitches to come after you. If you're not wearing a mask or you've left your home, they're hiring snitches. Okay, I mean, Bill Clinton was just on with Governor Myron Cuomo of New York, Mayor Cuomo, and they were talking, the mayor of New York, and Bill Clinton, I saw it, he just made it like it was Tuesday or Wednesday of this week, and he said, no, we need trackers, because certain people, you know, have this dangerous virus. It's not dangerous, folks. It's just as bad as any other flu. More people died of the regular flu than they have of COVID-19. That's a fact. Okay? That's a fact. So it's not as, you know, the regular flu is more dangerous than the COVID-19. But they're trying to make it into this big danger. Oh, this big boogeyman. So now they want trackers. Bill Clinton wanted Mayor Cuomo to hire trackers. We got all these unemployed people. Well, you can hire them as trackers to go house to house. I mean, this is like the brown shirt Stasi in the East Germany that would go house to house to check to see how much, you know, meat you bought, or see if you're hiding or hoarding sugar. I mean, did they do that? Or if they heard that you said something against the state, you know, if like right now, if you leave your house, you know, they want to see that if you had the virus or not. And they don't want you to give it to others. It's all a lie. And they're making it into this big tyrannical overreach. And now they want to hire trackers. This is what Bill Clinton told Mayor Cuomo that they should do right away, is to hire trackers. I am serious. That's where this is going. You better stand up for your rights, and you better stand up for them right now. Because if you don't, they're going to be gone really soon. Well, you know, I've gone out, you know, and seen people all wearing masks and, you know, doing their social distancing. Well, I didn't want to cause a problem when I went shopping. So I would just walk right by and wouldn't go, you know, stay around anybody. And I didn't have a mask, and everybody was looking at me. I mean, what are they going to do, call and tell on me? That's where it's going, folks. That's where it's going. If you're not doing exactly what they say, you know, they're going to take away every bit of your rights. They'll be gone. They'll tell you how to stay in your house. They'll tell you how to wear a mask. They'll tell you, you know, and now they're going to have trackers. They want trackers to go around to see if you're doing all those things that you're supposed to do. This is tyranny at its worst. This is George Orwell, his worst nightmare. It's already, Pat, when I've seen this whole lockdown, I've already seen 1984 right before my eyes. I couldn't believe it. And, you know, I was glad to hear that some people in my family, they said, Johnny, you know, you were right, you know, about some things. I said, oh, really? You know, now you're starting to understand, because they, you know, they are so scared about, you know, it's worldwide. They've locked down 5 billion people worldwide. And that's something that we really need to look at. So this is like, you know, law day, all right? And President Trump wanted to really emphasize what it means, you know, and what our founder and fathers really meant when they formed our Constitution. We have to really look at that, because we all have the unalienable right to our own bodies and the freedom to pursue the American dream. That means you can leave your house anytime you want, or you can go back to your house anytime you want. As long as you're not hurting others, you should have that right. And so now they're trying to make you think that if you're not wearing a mask, you're hurting others. But if it's based on a lie, based on a false premise, see, then that's real tyranny. That's real tyranny. That's what they've been doing, folks. That's what they've been doing. And I'm telling you, as a laboratory naturopathic doctor, and, you know, they tried to tell me back in 1992 that I had to have a liver transplant or I was going to die. You got to get it. You're going to die. You're going to die. You're going to die. You've got to get that transplant. You've got to get on the interferon cocktail. You know, the interferon with riboflavin and, you know, the cocktail. I said, no, I don't want the drug. No, no, no. I don't want the transplant. Well, you're just delirious. Then you're just delirious. So they ridiculed me and my family, you know, being all, you know, mainstream medicine, they ridiculed me, and everybody's calling me delirious and said I was going to die. Well, that was over 25 years ago, folks, and I'm still alive because I made my choice. It was my liver. Nobody's taking it. That's what I told the doctor. Well, you're not thinking right. You're just delirious. I said, no, it's my liver. You can't have it. That was my choice. I made the stand, and I lived through the ridicule for more than 10 years. And finally, people just got tired of, you know, calling me delirious, saying I was going to die or going back to my addiction or whatever. I didn't do any of that. I restored my liver. I'm very much alive today. I, you know, my sobriety date is, you know, March of 1991. So I haven't gone back to any of that. So they were all wrong. And they're overreaching my fundamental constitutional rights by coercing me into getting that liver transplant. And I refuse. And I've been refusing drugs and vaccines ever since. Ever since. And they've tried to force me to take drugs at different points in time when I, work for different people and get a physical and this and that. But in my physicals, they didn't find anything wrong with me, so there you go. No hepatitis, have no cirrhosis, and I'm here today. And so I help other people, you know, restore their health with the Master Survivor Program. And so that's, you know, the whole root and premise of my show, The Master Survivor, on Sundays, right here on RBN at 10 o'clock Central Standard Time. You can hear my show, The Master Survivor. And I started the Master Survivor University. And, of course, to help people recover from any illness, I have the Master Survivor Program. It's all about survival. Because I knew this day would come, folks. I knew this day would come. I knew that more than anything else, survival would be the most important thing. Survival would be the most important thing. And right now, the government is a big problem. The medical establishment, the tyranny of the medical monopoly is a big problem. And they're coming after your rights. And they're going to make it harder and more difficult for you to survive. I knew this day was coming. That's why I started the Master Survivor Program. The Master Survivor Program. The Master Survivor Show. Right here on RBN. The Master Survivor University, where I actually teach people and doctors what to do. I have Joe on line one. Joe, are you there from Huntington Beach?
Yes, sir, I am. And I'm at a huge demonstration here on Main and PCH, Pacific Coast Highway.
Tell us what's going on, Joe.
I would say there are at least 700-800 people here with flags, don't tread on me flags, American flags, who are protesting this. There's no other word for it. Bolshevism, open Bolshevism in this country. And these people aren't going to put up with it.
They're good not for you, put up Joe. With it, you're my man.
Are we. You're my man. And you know what? I've known Mark for many years, and he's a good man. And thank God you guys are on the air trying to do something about this whole situation. You know, we've been warning people that this was coming for years. I don't think even we saw it coming this quickly. It's kind of like a sucker punch from hell. But we're not going to let it stand. And thank God for you guys. You keep fighting, too.
Absolutely. So glad you called in. And you know, I was hoping you would. And I was just telling them this is also Law Day to declare our right and freedom to pursue the American dream.
Amen. And you know what? While we're speaking, I'm looking at an airplane flying overhead. And it has a banner that says, Fire Gruesome Newsom, Open California. I think the only worst governor is that witch in Michigan, but she ain't far behind.
Yeah, tell you what, it I've been talking about the tyranny and you know, I've been doing that for years. And, you know, fortunately, just a few of my friends and a couple of people in my family, they woke up and they go, God, Johnny, you're right. You know, this is worse than 1984, being locked up in my house.
Listen, Johnny, I tell people, don't grovel in your hovel. Come on out. The air is fine. Take the mask off. It's not Halloween. You know what? The mask is a symbol of slavery and submission to the New World Order. We don't wear masks. Wherever I go, I refuse to put one on. I tell them I'm not a doctor. This is not an emergency room.
Good for you. Good for you. Regular flu is worse than COVID.
That's right. The cure is worse. And I'm starting to wonder if there is a COVID. You know, they lie to us about everything. When you think about it, folks, where are we getting all our information? Two proven sources of constant lying, the government and the establishment media. They've been lying our whole lives. What makes us think they're telling the truth now?
I'm telling you, you're exactly right. And it's, you know, the one thing, I don't know if you know this, the Satanists, COVID-19 actually is an acronym in their Satan symbology. And, you know, COVID-19, you know, COV, that means certificate of vaccination and ID.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Okay.
And then one
All right.
is the first letter of the alphabet. Nine, the ninth letter of the alphabet is I. So COVID AI, you know, certificate of vaccine ID AI, artificial intelligence. That's what it means in their satanic plan.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, I've not heard that before, but it makes sense to me. And we know they do things symbolic. They use symbols. And they use something, there's an author, I don't always agree with all of his conclusions, but Mike Hoffman up in Idaho, he actually wrote a book called Revelation of the Method, where he talks about how these people will actually give away what they're doing, but the only people who see it are their own and us, who they label as quote-unquote conspiracy theorists. Everybody else, it goes over their head. So it's like their little inside joke, but we're in on all of their evil jokes, aren't we?
I'm telling you, they put it out in the open because, see, they think that by doing that, they've got our permission, even though some people may be ignorant and it just slips by. But, see, we're mm-hmm. catching on. We're seeing through their whole game. Toto has pulled the curtain away, Joe.
Mm-hmm. That's right. That's right. And we know old Frank Baum, when he wrote that, he wrote about the money system. And he wasn't far off at all, but that can cover their whole system because their whole system is evil, and it's based on unnatural antichrist principles. It's not based on anything good.
That's right, and there's less than 6,000 evil ones. I mean, Toto pulled the curtain away. It's just this little old man, you know, this little
yes.
Dr. Fauci-type guy. And there's only 6,000
yep.
of them, but there's all of us. All we have to do is open our eyes.
Yes. Are you there?
Yes, Joe. I'm so
yes,
happy.
I lost you for one second. Yes. Well, it's great to be here, and I'll tell you, I've been doing this for several weeks, actually, on the corner of my hometown. But this is a much better turn. This is a beautiful turnout. And, you know, just seeing faces, exposed faces without that stupid mask, it's good for your soul. After a while, you start thinking you're in some kind of a bad grade B movie and you drop too much acid. Really, it's really bad.
I'm telling you what, that's what they want. They want you to not recognize what's real anymore.
Yeah, yeah. Yep, that's true. But people know, people are awake. And you know what, Johnny? It's never been a lot of people that drive a revolution, or this time I'm saying counter-revolution. It's always been a small group of people who know. They're the sheepdogs, and they're the sheep. And the sheepdogs are here today. I don't see any sheep.
Well, more and more people are waking up, and I'm telling you what, even the regular people are waking up because this lockdown
yeah.
got their attention.
That's right. I've had people tell me, I have some friends who aren't totally plugged in. For years, they've been telling me, Joe, you're nuts, you're nuts. And now they tell me, you know what, Joe, maybe you're not so nuts after all.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, man, Joe,
yeah.
I'm really glad you keep doing it. And more and more things, Mark's put out a flyer that he sent out to
and
all.
And we're passing that out. By the way, we're passing Mark's flyer out today. It's great. What I like is he gets, you know, the liberals are always telling us, well, you don't have any science. We got science up the yin-yang, totally refuting all of their phony science. This is a cold, Johnny. Whoever heard
yep.
of shutting civilization down over a cold? you know? And that's basically what it is. And we're getting that flyer out, and Mark did a great job putting it together. You can hear the people. This is not only people on the street. It's also a parade of cars with flags, "Don't Tread on Me" flags. It's a beautiful sight. I wish I had a video here to send you.
I've been to Huntington Beach, and I'm telling you, that's a great sign, and I'm glad that people are out in their cars, too, because, it's an icon. It's a focal point, and right now is a turning point, and this also is Law Day, what President Trump declared as Law Day, to exercise our constitutional rights of freedom and the pursuit of American dream. So he's declared this Law Day. And just think, those communist nations, they want to celebrate tyranny, but we're celebrating our constitutional rights.
Well, listen, I'll tell you something. The beautiful thing is you turn an evil day into a good day, and that's what we've done. And I'll tell you something. You know what? Those countries, my family came from Croatia. They were under communism for years, and they know what communism it is. But I'll tell you something, hard-heel communism, it didn't do as much damage as soft communism has done. In this country, we have political correctness, soft communism that sinks into people's brains and turns them into zombies. Those people that were under the Iron Curtain, they never lost their souls or their will or their determination. But this kind of brainwashing by the mass media, it turns people into vegetables, and that's the dangerous part of this kind of communism.
Very good point, Joe. Very good point, because I see it happening. And at least, those people have a resilience. And, you're losing your soul in this system because they're looking down at their phone and they're not able to really think for themselves. That's been taken away.
Yeah, that's right. Critical thinking, that's gone. But not really. I'm really, it's refreshing to see people. All we see are images on television, radio, and you get very depressed. But when you finally get out there and realize there are a lot of other people like us, it's good for your soul. It really is.
I'm so glad you called in because, I have my own show on Sunday at 10 o'clock on RBN, 10 o'clock Central Standard Time. Mark has his show Monday, Wednesday, and Friday here at RBN, Stop the Presses.
I used to be a regular guest years ago when my dear friend Mike Piper was alive. I used to be on his show a lot. I've been quite active over the years, not so much the last few years, but I'm coming out of retirement because of this nonsense.
Well, I'd love to hear from you. Just go to themastersurvivor.com and send me a note. I'd love themastersurvivor.com. I'm the Master Survivor, and that's my show, The Master Survivor. So themastersurvivor.com, because I knew this
Wonderful.
Day was coming, Joe, when
yes.
everything would boil down to survival. Thank you so much.
You know
I've
what?
I've got the music, and
God
thank
bless you.
God
Keep
bless
it up.
You.
God bless.
Okay. Thank you, Joe. Have a great week, everybody.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cybercrimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With PatriotInternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, PatriotInternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from PatriotInternet.com. Visit PatriotInternet.com today.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.